What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hi, episode 11 of the Nina Blanco podcast. So last Friday, I recorded my podcast episode like a day earlier than I normally do. So I feel like it's been forever since I've recorded a podcast, but really it hasn't. But there's just been so much that has happened in between the last time that we've talked, and we've got a lot to catch up on. Of course, I'm going to catch you up on Galentine's Day because that has been my main priority and biggest project, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. We've got some other things to talk about. How about the fact that I dropped another podcast with my buddy Dubs? Yeah, we dropped a podcast on Monday. We're going to have new episodes that come out every Monday afternoon. And yeah, Dubs and I are teaming up for this one. It's called Yitty, Y-I-T-T-Y. And it stands for Yes, I'm Talking to You. And we get a little bit sassy, and it's a fun one. So it's just really fun to get back together with Dubs behind a microphone and just do our thing. We missed it. We definitely missed hanging out with one another and being able to talk with one another and, you know, playing off of each other. And in that podcast, we kind of gave a little bit of a disclaimer as to why Dave Deuce is not on the podcast. It's mostly because he's got a big boy job. He's got a big boy job that he's got to, pay attention to and do. And so he's like, you know what? I'm just not going to be a normal part of the podcast. But every once in a while, we're definitely going to have him jump on the podcast. And one of these days, we'll have them come on my podcast, on this podcast. So we're all still friends. But yeah, Dubs was like, should we just like put a disclaimer in case people think we're mad at Deuce? I'm like, I mean, yeah, we can, but we're not mad at him or anything like that. Like, he's just got a job and can't do the podcast with us, and that's okay. But anyway, yeah, dropped a podcast with Dubs, and it's called Yitty. Go find it on Spotify, and it's on my YouTube page, on the same YouTube that you find this podcast, the Nina Blanco podcast, but it has its own playlist. So those will all be on there. So you can find Yitty on YouTube and on Spotify, and we'll get it up on Apple Podcasts as soon as we can. So go and check that one out. I also need to update you on the fact that I kind of got a job, but not. I kind of got a job. It's kind of a freelance thing, and it's a chance for me to just make a little bit of money and to do cool Denver things. And I'm working with I'm From Denver. If you don't know what that is, it is very, very popular on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on Twitter. And it's basically just a page that you follow if you're in the Denver area, and they show you cool things that is going on in Denver and different restaurants to try and different foods to try. And hey, if you don't know what to do this weekend, we've got all these things going on, and it's just one place for you to check out all the things that are happening in Denver. So go and follow them. And if you see my name on any articles, click on those articles that pop up, because that's how I can potentially make some money for now. It's really cool. I have a friend who he took over I'm From Denver. And so I've been talking with him, and he's bringing me onto the team, and I'm going to help, you know, write some articles and stuff like that to start. And then hopefully, potentially, I'll be able to expand on my work with them and maybe do some on-camera things and run around town. And who knows? Who knows? But there are a lot of possibilities with I'm From Denver. So go give them a follow on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm From Denver. Now, last week, I told you that I potentially had some friends coming into town, but it was only potentially because of that giant snowstorm that had come through. And they were like driving on the day of the snowstorm. And I was like, you guys, there's a major snowstorm. And it's not just in Denver. It's going across Kansas, across Missouri, into the St. Louis area where they were going to drive from. And I'm like, you guys are going to drive in a snowstorm? I was like, are you sure we can cancel this or postpone or something? Like, I wanted them to be safe, and I was worried about it. And it was so funny because the boy was super duper worried about them as well. He's like, are they still coming? I was like, yeah, they're still coming. He's like, do they know that there is a snowstorm? I'm like, I told them 3 times. I don't know what else to do. So luckily, everything was totally okay. They did drive through the snowstorm. So they left Wednesday night. Last Wednesday, and that was when the snowstorm was coming through Denver already and going over to the north, south, east, west, east. And I'm sorry, it's been just a long 24 hours. I'm a little bit brain dead, so I apologize. But they were driving right through it, and so as the snowstorm is hitting St. Louis is when they're deciding to leave. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. But luckily, everything was totally okay. They only had to deal with snow through Missouri. So it wasn't for that long, and luckily everything was okay. They were safe, and they were able to come to Denver safe and sound. And so, yeah, they got to come here, and it was a lot of fun, and we smoked a lot of weed. We did. It was fun. But I did have a chance. I mentioned that my friend was bringing her best friend who had never been to Colorado before. And she had seen mountains before. Like, I think she had been to Utah, she had mentioned before. But she'd never been to Colorado before. So I was excited to show her just some Colorado beauty, especially with the fresh snow. And so we were able to go out to Lookout Mountain, show them that a little bit. I almost fell. Everything's fine because it was snowy and slippery. And I'm so stupid. I was wearing heels. I was like, oh, we're going to Lookout Mountain. It's whatever. But then it was all this snow. And so whatever. It was an issue. It wasn't an issue. It ended up being fine. But we went to go check out Lookout Mountain for a second. I got to introduce her to food halls. She'd never even heard of a food hall before or knew what it was. So we went to a couple of them. We went to Edgewater Marketplace. And then we went to Avanti, which is one of my favorites to go to. And by the way, Avanti, y'all have really raised your prices. I don't appreciate that, but I still love you. And, like, I kind of get it, but, like, damn. Anyway, we went to a couple food halls. That was a lot of fun. And then, by chance, so my friend Bex really, really, really wanted to go check out Museo de las Americas. If you haven't been there before, I had never been there before. It's just a museum of artwork from, like, Latin American artists around the area. And it's super, super cool. And so she really, really, really wanted to go there. And then we ended up going there on a Santa Fe First Friday. And I had never been to a First Friday before. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So not only was everything free to go to, but we got to go check out multiple galleries, a lot of artwork. And it was just a really, really fun day. Now, we did get a little bit emotional at the museum. You know, you heard back in December in Denver, it was just before Christmas, I believe, or the day after Christmas, and there was a shooting. And the shooting was just so, so senseless. And they were targeting the tattoo community, and people died. And it was really, really very sad because, like I said, it was senseless. I mean, they're still just like have no idea why, you know what I mean? And so Alicia Cardenas, she was a tattoo artist who was shot and killed, is no longer with us, but she has some of her artwork that is up at the museo still. So we had a chance to see her piece. And on our way there, I mean, we were just so excited about the day. We had just had a really great day so far, and we're going to go see all this art, and we're really excited. And I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about, you know, what I'm about to walk into. It's going to be kind of like a little bit of a sad scene. And it wasn't like overly sad or anything like that, but it was just a little bit emotional when I got to her piece. And my friend Beck said the same thing. She was just like filled with emotion once she stepped in front of this painting that Alicia had painted. And I got emotional too. I mean, you guys know me. I'm an emotional creature. So we went up to it and, you know, there was candles and there were flowers. And there was, for First Fridays, they have a bunch of other local artists and local craft makers come through and they can like set up their tables and try to sell some of their art and stuff like that. Or, you know, jewelry, whatever they have, whatever they've created. And so someone who was standing, you know, by Alicia's piece of artwork, she was like, yeah, Alicia was my mentor. And we talked to her for a tiny bit and it was just really sad and it was just very emotional. And it was something else. I think because I am Mexican, like I saw her artwork and what it was a piece of art kind of showing the story of La Llorona, if you know what La Llorona is. It's just like a Mexican kind of folk tale. And I was just like, yeah, I didn't even have to like read the description. I knew exactly what this painting was because I could relate to it. You know, I had heard that story growing up. My parents tried to scare us with that story growing up. I mean, what was it? A couple years ago, they had a movie made with it. And it was just like I had that connection. So the fact that, A, I even felt a connection with the art that was in front of me. B, this person was just like I am. C, now this person is gone due to senseless violence. And it was just, it was emotional. It was emotional for sure. But going through the museum, it was a lot of fun. And I did tell the boy, I'm like, we have to do First Fridays way more often because I had never done it before. It was my first time. And I was like, we're doing this. We're going to do this multiple times within this next year because it was awesome. And I know it's different every time and they change out art pieces and artists and the artists come through and we got to like hear a couple artists speak about, you know, their pieces or their galleries and there's demonstrations and it was just a really, really cool thing to be a part of and to go through and experience. So if you've never done First Fridays on Santa Fe, you have to. You have to. I really do. I encourage you so, so much to do it because it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I also mentioned last week that my friend Bex is a witch. She studies witchcraft and she practices. And she wanted to go to this botanica that is in my neighborhood. And she was like, this is one of the scariest botanicas I'd ever been in. And I was like, why is it scary? Like, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was kind of like, obviously open-minded about like what I'm about to walk into, but I kind of had this picture in my mind of this, like, I don't know, dark, scary place. Cause she said it was scary. And I'm like, I don't know. Is there someone going to be like in the corner with a crystal ball, like cackling at me because they know how and when I'm going to die. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared. But it was nothing like that at all. It was actually a very nice shop and things were just organized on in a couple of cases and they had like a shelf full of herbs and stuff that is used typically in witchcraft and it was a nice place. There were a lot of statues which it has to do with some religious stuff that I don't know about. So I don't want to speak about it too much because I just don't want to mess it up. But there were a lot of statues with like the Grim Reaper, kind of like a lot of statues. And when I first walked in, I saw one and that was the only thing that scared me. I was like, whoa. And then I look around. And I'm like, oh, they're everywhere. I'm like, okay. But then this is like a really nice shop. So I was like, this is fine. This isn't scary. I'm like, what are you talking about? But she said it was scary because seeing the different herbs that were around, seeing the different things that you can buy for, I don't know, your witchcraft or whatever you do. She said, like, knowing what these items are used for was scary for her. It wasn't a scary place. I was like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Then that's why she was freaked out about the cat claws. This like jar full of cat claws. And I saw the jar was there and I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh yeah, it's the cat claws. But she said like, it was scary just knowing potentially what the cat claws can be used for. And that's why she said it was scary. I was like, oh, I'm like, this place is nice. This is a nice little shop. I'm like, what are you talking about? We went to another shop. We went to Ritual Craft, which maybe you've heard of. And that was my first time in there. And a lot of interesting stuff. There was a local artist. We went on a Saturday. There was a local artist who set up a table in there and she was selling her art and stuff like that. I actually bought something from her. It's a little adult coloring book. Hold on, let me grab it. It's a little adult coloring book. And she had these coloring zines that were available for purchase. And I was like, what are these? What a coloring zine. Like, what is it? And she was like, well, it's basically an adult coloring book, but she drew the pages inside that you can color. And each zine has a different theme. And the one I got for myself was like beach themed. I'm like, oh, cute. You know, maybe next time I go on a vacation, who knows when that will be, I can bring this with to get me in the mood for some beaches and some fun or whatever. So I bought a beach themed one and she drew all of the pages in here for you to color. And then I bought another one for my friend Bex. It was 70s and 80s like horror slasher movies basically. And I was like, oh, this is totally your vibe. I'm buying this for you. And I got it for her. And so she was like, hey, let me buy you some stuff as like a thank you. You're like, you bought me that. I want to buy you some stuff. And I was like, what are you going to buy me? And she said, She bought me some candles. She bought me some candles to burn. And they're kind of like intentional candles, I think. So here, I have them here. I'll grab them. There is a black candle and there is a yellow candle. And she said, and she bought me some little candle holders too to like hold them in. But she said to burn the black candle first. And because, you know, I had a rough last 6 months just with everything piling up on me. And so she said to burn the black candle first, and the black candle will kind of remove or push away any basically bad vibes. If there's anything bad kind of surrounding me, it gets rid of bad vibes if I burn this black candle first. Then I burn this yellow candle to bring in good vibes, bring in good things to me. So I light the black first to get the bad away. Got to get that away first. And then when that's cleared out, we burn this yellow candle and I think good thoughts, good intentions, things that I want. And hopefully it helps bring good things to me. So I'm going to do it. I'm not into this stuff. And it's funny because like the boy is the most not into this stuff. He kind of laughs at it and doesn't believe in it at all. And so I told him, I was like, I'm going to burn these candles. He's like, okay, do what you want. Just don't burn the house down. but I'm not into this kind of stuff, like burning candles and, you know, charging your crystals and drinking moon water and that kind of stuff. But I'm like, you know what? This won't hurt. And at the end of the day, they're just candles. So if it works, that would be cool. If nothing happens from it, I had some candles for a short time. But my friend basically said, she's like, just get really high and listen to some music and burn your candles. And she's like, think good thoughts and think about things that you want and be intentional with it and just do that for an afternoon. I was like, you know what? I'll do that. I'm going to do exactly that. So I haven't lit them yet. I just haven't had time in the last couple of days, but I will very soon. And I'm going to do just that. I'm just going to get super stoned. I'm going to listen to some probably Beyonce and I'm going to light these candles. I'm going to follow her directions and we shall see. Doesn't hurt, right? So now I'm going to catch you up on Galentine's Day. Oh my gosh, you guys. First of all, we have been able to raise $1,465. Let me double check that. Yep, $1,465 is what we've been able to raise. I raised the majority of that in less than a week, which is crazy. When I started this, I was like so nervous and at the same time kind of thought, you know, maybe this is going to fail. Maybe I'm not even going to be able to raise enough money to even provide one gift basket, let alone 25. And then like, what is it going to be? Like two or three items? Like, is it even worth it? I mean, of course it's worth it because, you know, any way that you can give back is always worth it. But I just wasn't sure how this was all going to pan out. And look what we've done. It's amazing. I am not only able to provide all 25 women a gift basket, but each gift basket is going to be valued at like $50. $50 gift baskets are going to be going to these women, and I'm just ecstatic, and I can't believe it, and it's amazing. So thank you. Thank you if you were able to donate. Thank you if you shared. Thank you if you even liked my post, because like, it helps. It really does help. It helps get the exposure out there. And if you're not in a position to actually donate, that's okay. That's fine. That is totally fine. But you know, if you help share it, you help spread the word. Like I had a friend who he wasn't able to donate, and that's okay. I knew him from our college days, but he shared it and he wrote, oh, he like made me cry. He wrote like just this long, sweet thing about me, and I was like, ew, like I don't the attention, like I like attention but not this kind of attention, I just feel weird about it. And I was just like, stop, you're making me cry, oh my goodness. And he actually from that got me a couple of donations. So sure, he wasn't able to reach into his individual wallet for this, but the fact that he shared it and he said a couple nice words about me and he had some friends, like he brought in donations, and I told him that and I was like, that's just amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you were able to donate or shared or just liked my stuff on this whole Galentine's Day thing. So I went shopping yesterday And I wanted to stretch my dollar as much as I could, your dollar as much as I could. And I went to the Dollar Tree and started there because Dollar Tree has a lot of really great stuff, especially if you hit up the right Dollar Tree. And I actually asked Dubs, I was like, Dubs, which one's the good Dollar Tree? Because like, we're both fans of Dollar Tree, but my Dollar Tree that I usually go to is just down the street in my neighborhood, and it's not great. It's just not a good one. And I'm like, where's the good one? So I asked him, and I went on his recommendation. I went to the Dollar Tree on Hampton and Yosemite out there and started shopping. I grabbed a cart. I know I was going to obviously need a cart. And I go down the aisle with like soap and body wash and stuff like that. Toiletry aisle, right? So I go down the aisle and I'm grabbing 25 of, you know, whatever item that I'm going to get. And then I see like there's a box, a little cart in a box of stuff filled with the item that I want. So I just grab these whole boxes and I'm putting them in the cart. And the next thing I know, I'm like halfway down just this one aisle and my cart is filled to the brim. And I was like, we're going to do some damage around here. And since this was my first shopping day and I had over $1,400 to play with, I was like, really, there's no budget for me right now. I was like, obviously, I need to obviously keep track because I don't want to go over or anything, but I am at the dollar store. So I just like counted how many items I had times 25 times $1.25 because the dollar store is $1.25 now. And so that one cart was like $250. So I was like, okay, that's just like the approximate, right? So I take the cart and I took it to the front and I found a store worker there. And luckily, this dollar store was not busy at all. Thank goodness. I would have felt so bad if it was a busy time, but it wasn't. So I went over to one of the workers and I was like, hi, I did a fundraiser and I'm purchasing items for women in a women's shelter. I was like, this is cart number one. I was like, I still have some more shopping to do. Can I put this cart just kind of in the front? Can you guys hold on to it for me so I can continue my shopping? And he's like, whoa. He was like, yeah, you can put it over there. He's like, I am going to have a manager do this for you and she'll be able to check you out. And I was like, oh, no problem. No problem at all. He's like, just let me know when you're ready. I'm like, you got it. So I grab cart number two and I continue down just still that first aisle and I'm, you know, filling it up. I'm filling it up. And I was being a little bit choosy with my items. I'm not going to lie because I want this to be a really, really good gift basket. And so I kind of just asked myself, like, would I use this? And I'm looking at ingredients and I'm looking at the labels. You know what I mean? So I was shopping. And then I make it to the second aisle. Thank goodness, made it over there. And then I, you know, I'm grabbing more stuff. And next thing I know, the second cart is filled up. And I'm like, there's still more stuff I need. Like, okay, I'm just going to put this over by my first cart and grab a third cart. And so I did that. And then I continue my shopping and I filled that one up about halfway. And so I filled up 2.5 carts at the Dollar Tree filled with so, so many essentials. I got toiletries. I got a couple of items for feminine hygiene. I got a lot of items for first aid. And so I wanted to get the essentials for the most part out of the way first. That was what was most important. And so I skipped on any of the crafting stuff for now and skipped on the like Valentine's Day cutesy stuff for now. I'm gonna get to it, I promise. But I just wanted to make sure that I was getting the essentials. And so that was going to be shopping trip number one, essentials only. So went through and I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then the manager comes out of her office and she's looking at all this stuff. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry, but at the same time, like, I shouldn't be sorry because this is for a good thing, you know? And the store wasn't busy. I just felt bad. Like, the manager, she had to come out of the office, stop whatever work that she was doing to, like, help me get all situated and checked out. But the other worker, their names, by the way, the store manager, her name was EJ, and Steve was the other cashier that was kind of helping me. And Steve, while I was shopping, he's like, hey, I'm going to go in the back and I'm going to look for boxes because bagging all of this stuff is going to be a lot. So I'm going to look for boxes for you to put your stuff in. And I was like, oh, Thank you, Steve. I didn't even think about that. Learning. We're learning in this entire process. So Steve was awesome. He searched the store, searched some shelves to find some boxes for me. And that was incredible. And then EJ helped me out. And she was the manager. And she helped ring me out, ring all the items. And so I felt so bad. I kept apologizing. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then we got a system. We eventually got a system where as I'm putting things on the little conveyor, was it conveyor belt? I don't know. The belt there at the store. And I'm counting it out because like each item, if I got nail polishes, right? And I got like five different colors of nail polishes, but each item, like she has to ring individually. If it's a different color, like she has to have that for, you know, their inventory. And so we got a process. I was like, there are 10 pink nail polishes. There are 12 purple nail polishes. You know what I mean? So I had to go through that whole process and we eventually got a system and it didn't take that long to ring me out, which was good. But I really, really appreciated their help. So shout out to Steve and EJ at the Dollar Tree at Hampton and Yosemite. They helped me so much and they were patient with me and we got it done. Check out this Dollar Tree receipt, by the way. So let me tell you how much I spent. We have spent... Subtotal was $701.25. Sales tax was $61.78. So our total was $763.03. That's how much we've spent. It's about half of the budget, okay? Look at this receipt. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. Look at this receipt. It's still going. It's still going. It's still going. Here we go. This is the longest receipt I have ever gotten for anything, any shopping haul, but it was so, so worth it. And so I get to do this again. I'm excited. I'm going to go shopping tomorrow. The boy, his aunt, he has an aunt who lives in the area and she is just precious and we love her so much. And we call her our second mom in Colorado because the boy and I, our moms are in the Midwest and we don't have a whole lot of family out here, but the boy has his aunt and she lives in Littleton, his aunt and uncle. And she's just been the sweetest. I mean, she's such a caretaker and she has been so nice to us and welcoming the second we got into Colorado. And so she and I have become friends and she adores me because why wouldn't she? And she wants to take me for lunch this week. And she asked if we can go to lunch. And she's like, I want to go shopping. I want to buy you something and let's go to a boutique or something. And I was like, actually, I will take you up on the lunch, but we're not going to go shopping for me. I was like, Aunt Marion, I don't know if you've heard, I'm doing this Galentine's Day thing. I need to finish up my Galentine's Day shopping. So can you help me do that? And she is so excited. She is so excited to help me do some shopping. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to grab lunch and then we're going to go shopping and I'm going to hit up Walmart and I'm going to get some of the more expensive items, some of the items that I wanted to splurge on if I had the means to, and we do have the means to do that because like I said, I got all of the essentials out of the way. These are great products. These are things that I kept asking myself, would I use this? Yes. So most of the essentials are out of the way, but I did want to splurge on a couple of feminine hygiene products. I want to splurge on boxes of tampons and I want to splurge potentially on like Diva cups, menstrual cups, if I can find some of those at a decent price because I know they can be a little bit more expensive. So I'm going to price it out, see what there's available, but I'm definitely going to splurge on some tampons and some pads and stuff like that. And I also wanted to splurge on like shampoo and conditioner because like Dollar Tree, they did have a selection of shampoo and conditioner, but I kept asking myself and I was like, no, I was like, I'm gonna get dandruff. It's dry in Colorado. I don't know. So I'm going to splurge on shampoo, conditioner, and a couple feminine hygiene products. And there's a couple other things on my list that I need to get. So I have to go to another Dollar Tree actually and get a couple more items there. Go to Walmart. We'll get splurge on some items there. And then when that's done, then I'm going to get to the fun stuff. I think I'm going to go to Five Below. I think that's a good spot for it. There's a lot of like crafting stuff at Five Below. So I think I'm going to do that for Five Below. And then either at Five Below or maybe go back to the Dollar Tree because they have all of their Valentine's Day stuff out and get some fun Valentine's Day stuff. So that's the order of what I still need to get. Another thing that I am doing this week is I have decided to do an actual Galentine's Day party. I'm actually going to throw a Galentine's Day party with a couple of friends because I need some help making this basket. I mean, shopping for all these items, this is taking multiple days. Tomorrow I'm going to get some help with the shopping, thank goodness. And then organizing all the items at home, and the boy's been helping me with that. I'm like, oh my gosh, time is running out because Galentine's Day is this weekend and I need some help. And so I'm going to throw a Galentine's Day party for my friends and I. I remember I had mentioned that I was working with that vodka company. Well, I had asked them. I was like, hey, I'm doing this Galentine's Day thing, kind of a play on what they wanted to do with Galentine's Day. And I was like, we're giving back to women at the shelter. Would you like to donate? And Van Gogh Vodka, not only did they donate $100 to the cause, but they also have sent over a full bottle of Van Gogh vodka, as well as 24 cookies from Cookie Dough NYC, who they were working with. And they're like, here, have this for your party. That way you girls can, you know, enjoy some vodka and cookies while we're putting together baskets. And so that's the plan, is I'm going to have some friends come over on Friday, and it's going to be basically a basket making party, but I'm going to fuel them with vodka and cookies while they get put to work. And I think that's a fair trade. My friends are super awesome, and they were so excited to be a part of this. So they said, yes, 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 let's do it. And yeah, I'm going to have a couple people over, and they're going to help me put together the baskets. So I got to finish up this shopping so they can come over and we can put the baskets together. And then I can load up those baskets in my car and take them over to the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence. So I'm very excited about this. And yeah, this whole thing has almost come full circle. And I think it's just really cool that what we've have been able to do together. And so I sincerely, like, I know I already said it a million times and I can't help but repeat myself, but thank you. Like, sincerely, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support and for helping make this an actual reality. And who knows, maybe we get to do this again. I think that would be pretty amazing. So we'll have to, you know, do something again soon. Maybe for Galsgiving, you know, this stemmed from that originally. And so if we could do Galentine's Day and Galsgiving once a year, every year, make this a tradition. What do you think? I think it would be pretty cool. But we'll see if we can make that a reality. So far, so good. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. This is episode 11 of the Nina Blanco podcast. You can hear me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's up on YouTube. And I appreciate your support in every single way. I mean, I've been all over the place. I know that. That's just kind of me trying to figure out what to do next. And you guys are along for the ride. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you supporting by listening to the podcast, by watching my videos, by liking my posts, by donating to my cause. And this has just been a wild ride, and it's been a month. I almost missed it. It's been officially 1 month of the Nina Blanco podcast, and look what we have been able to do. I love it. I have such a smile on my face. So thank you so much. I love you lots. Bye.